My friends, it's the morning after the election, and the country and really the world is stunned by the historic upset that has taken place. People are trying to process this, and even Christians are trying to process this in an authentically Christian way. And I think we can legitimately see this from a Christian perspective in this way. Number one, that we rejoice that a platform that was pro-death, a pro-abortion platform that would have exponentially even included more abortions, a platform that was against the authentic institution of marriage between a man and a woman, the advancement of gay marriage, and other anti-Judeo-Christian principles and practices, as well as anti-natural law ideals that were part of a platform that was defeated last night. For this, I think we can truly rejoice. I do see this as an expression of God's mercy for the United States. Even a final dish of mercy before the end of the year of mercy, which is ending shortly within the church. Secondly, one could rightly say that they disagree with aspects of the character of the president-elect, even some elements of the platform of the president-elect. And to this regard, I think there can be an understandable plurality of responses to the election. But I would say this, my friends, in any case, for the position that is the most powerful position in the world in the political arena, of course, second to the Holy Father in the spiritual arena, which is ultimately the most powerful, but in the political arena, prayer is what is necessary. And I would encourage you, starting from today, to offer just one Hail Mary a day for the president-elect. And that one Hail Mary can be dedicated to his own personal advancement in virtue and self-control and increase in character. It can be the wisdom of Jesus through Our Lady as the seat of wisdom in decisions, both in terms of being true to the pro-life commitments that he has made and pro-family and pro-God commitments, that this would in fact be carried forth in this administration. A further guidance in areas that perhaps you disagree in terms of other elements or perspectives, or at least elements that could be more fine-tuned or well-rounded from a Judeo-Christian perspective. And ultimately, for the protection of our country, we must be unified. We must strive for a unification, and that can only happen through prayer. So there is so much good that can happen, I believe, by every Christian who has an open heart to Our Lady, by committing to praying just one Hail Mary a day for President-elect Trump, and to continue that process both for internal virtue, for the fulfillment of promises that were of God, that were truly Judeo-Christian based, and for wisdom for the future and for protection in light of what promises to be a very difficult process. So, join me in praying one Hail Mary a day for President-elect Trump, and let's be hopeful and as positive as we can be, now trusting in the intercession of Our Lady, especially under her national title of the Immaculate Conception, to guide the presidency to things godly, pro-life, pro-family, and also good for the entire human family. Let's invoke this to Our Lady. Let's entrust this to her, and let's pray a Hail Mary a day for the president-elect. Thank you. God bless.